All right, everybody, welcome to Unscripted Jeopardy here on the Everything Unscripted Podcast Network. I am your host, Doug Hummer, of course, with my trusty sidekick, Eric.
What's up?
All right, and we are here. We have match six and match seven of the first round of the Jeopardy tournament. Here in match six, we have my sister Mindy is with us.
Hello.
All right. And we have Stephanie with us.
Hello.
And then we should be having Eric's friend Rye calling in anytime soon. Eric, is he going to call in?
I messaged him. He didn't respond yet.
All right, I'll ramble on for a couple minutes, and then if he doesn't call in, we're just going to get started.
Okay.
All right, so the rules of this Jeopardy tournament are there's two rounds. There's two regular rounds and then a final Jeopardy round. Five categories in each round. In round one, the points value from 100 to 500 points. In round two, the questions value from 200 to 1,000 points. There's going to be a coin flip. There's going to be a coin flip. Whoever wins the coin flip gets to go first. They pick the first category. I'll ask the question. If they get it right, they keep control of the board. If they get it wrong, control moves on to the next person.
Okay.
And then so on and so forth. Then we'll have Final Jeopardy. For Final Jeopardy, whoever, I'll ask the Final Jeopardy question. You'll each get a separate question because I keep fucking this thing up.
Yeah, I heard.
I know you heard.
I'm like everybody.
I know. So, but I'll ask the Final Jeopardy question. Well, I'll get your however many points you're going to wager first, and then I'll ask you the question. If you did it right, you gain as many points as you were going to wager. If you get it wrong, then that's how many points. All right. Any questions?
No, sir.
All right. Steph, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. All right, Eric, I'm just gonna start with the two of them, and then if he when he joins in, he joins in.
All right,
Mindy, you were the first one to call. Mindy, you were the first one to call, so call in the air, heads or tails.
Heads.
All right, it's heads. All right. So, Mindy, your round one categories are restaurant appetizers, South Park, the movie Tommy Boy, fast food, and animals.
Okay, let's do fast food for 100.
Okay. It's going to take me a couple minutes to find it. I still haven't bookmarked these damn things. Oh, here we go. All right. For 100 points, man, what restaurant is home of the Whopper?
Burger King.
That's correct for 100.
Okay, I'm surprised that I actually got it. Let's do the next one up in fast food for 200, I guess.
Okay. Which restaurant was founded by a colonel?
KFC.
Correct.
I'm on a roll with fast food, so let's go 300.
All right. What is Arby's famous for?
Their roast beef, or if you want to say beef and cheddar, you could go with beef and cheddar.
All right. Well, I'll accept either one. I mean, I did say roast beef, so you got it.
Okay. What are we doing? 400 fast food? The one I'm on?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do that one.
All right, who is the founder of Wendy's?
Dave. I can't remember his last name, so you're going to have to pass that on to Stephanie.
All right, Stephanie, do you know the answer?
No, I just know Dave, not the last name either.
All right. It's actually Dave Thomas.
Oh.
When I got that.
All right. Mindy, you still have control.
Oh, awesome. All right. Well, let's do the next one then in fast food.
Okay. For 500 points. For 500 points, what is the name of McDonald's kids' meal?
Happy Meal.
Correct.
Or if you're doing the other one, it would be Mighty Kids.
I just wrote down Happy Meal. All right. Fast food is complete.
Yay, I'm officially still a fat person. let's try Tommy Boy for 100.
Oh, here we go. All right. How long was Tommy in college for?
3 years?
Incorrect. Stephanie, do you know the answer?
No, I would guess 10 years.
incorrect. Close, but incorrect. It was actually 7 years.
Oh, good job, Seth. I haven't watched
right.
this movie in so long, so I'm scared.
I haven't either, but.
All right, is it back to me?
Yeah.
Let's do animals for 100.
Okay. Hey, Min, for 100 points. Which peanut-loving animal is gray with tusks made of ivory?
It's an elephant.
Correct.
Okay, animals for 200.
Which bird does not sleep at night?
An owl?
Correct.
All right, animals for 300.
Which type of cat is the mascot for Frosted Flakes?
A tiger?
Correct.
Is it Tony the Tiger? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on to animals 400.
All right, which animal is white with black stripes?
A zebra.
That is correct for another 400.
All right, we'll close it out with the animal category.
All right, which type of cat is also the name of a car and an NFL team?
Jaguar.
That is correct for 500 points.
All right. Let's do Tommy Boy for 200, so Stephanie might actually get a question in.
All right. What was Big Tom's cause of death during his wedding?
Oh, this is too easy. It was a heart attack.
Correct.
Or cardiac arrest, or whatever you want to call it.
You're correct.
All right, Tommy Boy for 300.
All right. What did Tommy convince the waitress to cook for him at that diner?
Pass.
All right. I feel like I know it, but I don't. I don't know. I'm just going to guess a steak.
Incorrect. It's actually chicken wing.
Oh, I remember that now. Yeah, I remember Chris Farley with the napkin around his neck. Yeah, I remember that now.
All right,
okay,
then
so
control, back to you.
We'll close out Tommy Boy.
There's still two questions left.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll do Tommy Boy for 400 then.
All right. Who played the role of Tommy's stepbrother, Paul?
Oh, my God, I know this. Oh, I know this. It's so obvious, too. And when she guesses it right, I'm going to be so angry, but pass.
I don't know. I feel this way. Like, I know, but I don't.
Like, I know the face and everything. I just don't know the name.
All right, you're going to have to tell us, and then I'm going to be like,
All right. It was Rob Lowe.
Yeah.
Oh, that's who it was. It's because he's so old now. All right, what are our other categories here?
All right. So you're done with Tommy Boy?
Appetizers. Oh, wait, no, we got one more Tommy Boy, don't we?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's close out Tommy Boy then.
All right. Where did the movie Tommy Boy take place?
I'm going to go with a guess here and say Washington.
Incorrect, Stephanie.
I think it was, I'm kind of going to guess, Ohio.
I'll give it to you. It was in Ohio.
Right? Okay, I thought so. Okay, good.
Yay!
Yeah.
You finally
got
the board.
It was in Sandusky, Ohio, but I'll accept Ohio.
Okay, I was going to say.
Just so you could be on the board.
Well,
yay,
you said what state, not city.
Yeah, that's true. Does this still count, I guess?
Yeah, you're good. You're good at
that. Okay. Yay.
Remember, I
No, that's what
rule.
I was saying, honey, is you were right.
Okay. Yay.
Yeah. All
right, Stephanie, you have control of the board now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I'll go do one that I'm hopefully will know. South Park we'll do 100.
All right. Here we go. All right. What city did the Broflovskis move to in the episode Smuggler?
They moved San Francisco. Yeah.
Correct.
San Francisco.
Yep.
Okay.
You got it.
Oh my God.
All right, Steph, you still have control.
One.
Okay.
It's for 200.
All right. What is Butter's supervillain name?
A Professor Chaos.
Correct.
Okay, let's do the next for 300.
All right. In the episode Super Fun Time, where did Mr. Garrison take the fourth grade class on a field trip?
Oh, man. It's called, I think the name was the Pioneer Village. I don't know if it had any more to it, but that's all I remember.
You got it.
Okay. Yay. All right. Let's do the next South Park one.
All right. In the episode WTF, what does WTF stand for?
It stands for Wrestling Takedown Federation?
Correct.
Okay. I'll just watch that one. All right. Is there still one more in the...
Yeah.
In the category? Okay, we'll do that one.
All right. What was the name of the gossip website in the episode Bass to Mouth?
It was called... Oh, my goodness. I like know it, but I forget. I don't know
All
how
right.
I forget, but I do.
All right. Mindy?
This is a toughie because I know the website it was based on. It was based on vampirefreaks.com. But as far as South Park goes, I have no idea what their version was. It's been too long.
Eavesdropper.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Stephanie, you actually still have control of the board.
Oh, yeah. So we did Tommy Boy, we did animals. What were the other couple categories?
We did fast food.
Fast food. All right, so the only thing left is restaurant appetizers.
Okay. All right, so let's do restaurant appetizers for 100.
Okay. Here we go. All right.
Which breaded cheese appetizer is a very common in restaurants, including Applebee's?
Mozzarella sticks. Well, fried.
Correct.
Fried mozzarella sticks.
Yeah. You got it.
Okay. All right. The next one in the category.
Which chicken wing sauce is also the name of a city in Western New York?
Ooh, it is. Oh, duh. Buffalo.
I was just going to say, I was going to be very hurt if you didn't get it.
Isn't that where you're from?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. That's what I thought.
It would have been a long day at work for you tomorrow.
Oh, my God. I'm happy that I got this. All right, let's do the appetizers for 300.
Okay.
Which breaded appetizer is shaped like something you can put on someone's finger?
An onion ring.
Correct.
Okay, the next, I forget, 400 or 500? 400.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Which dip is a kind of seafood?
Crab dip?
Correct.
Okay, and so I guess the last one, right?
All right.
Or is there five? Yeah, the last one.
Yeah. All right. So which appetizer has cheese in it, but is also kind of spicy?
Ooh, jalapeno poppers?
Correct.
Yay.
All right. That is the end of round one. Stephanie's in first place with 3,000 points. Mindy, you're right behind her with 2,800.
All right.
And the other guy basically just lost his shot.
Disqualified.
Yeah. Eric, if you get a hold of him, tell him that he can be on the one at 7 o'clock. If Eric's even there.
We're not.
All right.
Oh, sorry, Doug. I was on mute.
Oh.
If you hear back from Ryan, or you can even message him and tell him that if he wants to be on the one at 7 o'clock, he can.
Okay. 10-4.
All right. 10-4. Thank you. All right. So for round two, your categories are The Big Bang Theory, George Clooney, Game of Thrones, Minnesota, and Bob's Burgers.
Ooh, this one's going to be a little tough.
This is going to be severely difficult.
Yeah.
Except for Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, that's how I am. That's the only one I'll try now.
Well, Stephanie, you actually have control of the board.
Oh, yay. Okay, so I guess we'll start with that one.
With Bob's Burgers?
Yes.
All right. I kind of figured.
All right, Steph, you want to do the 200-point one? Because remember, points are doubled.
Oh, yeah, let's – so, wait, there's how many in each category? Five or four? Five. All right, let's do the 300-point one.
that they range from 200 to 400 to 600, 800, and 1,000.
Oh, it goes in twos, right? Okay, so then the four. Oh, I see. So it starts at two. So let's do the second one to start with, so 400 points.
Okay. All right. Who is the only member of the Belcher family that is voiced by a woman?
That is Tina Belcher. Oh, wait. That's
nope.
wrong, but okay. That's wrong. But that's okay.
I got right. it.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Louise
All right, man.
Belcher.
Yep.
Louise.
Yeah, I know. I heard you.
He's like, I know.
All right.
Bob's biggest for 200.
All right. Who is Bob Belcher's biggest rival?
Jimmy Pesta.
Correct.
Senior. Bob Belcher, not Bob Belcher's, Bob's Burgers for 600.
Okay.
What is the name of the handyman that frequents Bob's Burgers?
Teddy.
Correct.
Bob's Burgers for what, 800 now? Am I an 800 or 600?
Yep, you're an 800.
Okay.
All right. In the season 8 two-part Christmas episode, what is the name of the creature that Teddy tells the kids about that steals Christmas presents from bad children?
Oh, my God. I just watched this the other day. The Crinklin?
The what?
The Crinklin or Cracklin or something?
Incorrect. Steph?
Okay.
I don't know. It's like something with the. Oh, I don't know. I had to pass it too. I don't know how. It's been a while since I watched them all.
All right, it's actually the Bleakin.
Oh,
the
that's
Bleakin.
Yeah, and I remember.
The Bleakin.
All right, Mindy, you want the last one in the category?
Yes, please.
All right, what was the name of Tina's imaginary horse?
Jericho.
Correct.
All right. What are my other categories? George Clooney, Minnesota.
All right. Big Bang Theory, George Clooney, Game of Thrones, and Minnesota.
Big Bang Theory.
All right.
What season did Leonard and Penny get married?
Season 10.
Incorrect. That was the that was when they renewed their vows, but the actual wedding took place in another season. Stephanie, do you know?
I would guess season 5.
Incorrect. Season 9. All right. Man, you still have control.
Big Bang for 400.
Okay. What was the name of Raj's sister that dated Leonard in season 4?
Pam.
All right, Stephanie?
I don't know. I feel like it was a, kind of a weird name, but I don't remember exactly.
It was Priya.
Oh, yeah, it was like a weird. I wouldn't have remembered that.
All right.
Let's do Big Bang Theory for 600.
Okay. What is the name of Sheldon's internet show?
He had an internet show?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm lost. I'm going to end up losing this entire thing just because of the second round. I have no clue. All
right. Steph?
I feel so bad because I have no clue either.
All right. It was Fun with Flags.
Oh, I would have never done that.
Neither would have I. Let's switch it up here. Let's go to Minnesota for 200.
All right. 200 points. What 1993 movie starring Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon takes place in Minnesota?
No idea.
All right. Stephanie?
Wait, what was – can you repeat the question one more time?
All right. What 1993 movie starring Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon takes place in Minnesota?
No. I have no idea. I'm going to have to pass.
All right.
Grumpy Old Men.
I don't think I've ever even seen that movie.
Oh, that's a crime.
What?
Was it good? I'll have to see it.
It is good.
It's going to be Joe and I when we get older.
Oh, my God.
All right. Mindy, you still have control.
Oh, wow. The next George Clooney question.
All right, so we're going to George Clooney now?
Yeah, so we were just on. Oh, we were on Minnesota. Okay, well, let's go to the first George Clooney question.
What medical drama did George Clooney star on for 5 years?
That would be ER.
Correct, for 200.
George Clooney for 400.
All right. What was the name of Clooney's character in the Ocean's movies?
Damn it. I don't know.
Incorrect.
I don't remember either.
All right. Danny Ocean.
All right, man.
All right. Minnesota for 400.
All right.
Okay. Which Minnesota-based wrestling company ran from 1960 to 1991?
Seriously? I was alive for a year that they were around.
Mindy, you've heard me talk about this many times.
Does he talk about a lot of wrestling, sweetheart? I don't know.
Okay. All right. Stephanie, I'm just going to take a guess here and say you don't know either.
Yeah. I have no idea.
All right. It was actually the American Wrestling Association, the AWA.
Oh, I should have known that. Okay. All right. You can yell at me later. Let's do the next one for Minnesota.
Okay. What is the name of the Minnesota Vikings head coach? All right.
Like first and last name or just first name?
Yeah, first and last name.
Oh, yeah, no, I have no idea.
All right. I have to ask, but I already know. Stephanie?
I have no idea.
All right, Mike Zimmer. All right, man.
The next one for Minnesota.
Okay. What is the name of Minnesota's hockey team?
I can't remember.
Hey, Stephanie?
I don't remember either. I think I remember it. It's not like a normal team. I don't know. I remember, I have to pass. I don't know.
Hey, it's the Minnesota Wild.
Yeah, I remember now. Because I remember it's not like an animal or like something that I would easily remember.
Right. All right, Mindy, do you want to finish off the last one in Minnesota?
Sure, why not?
All right. What former pro wrestler became governor of Minnesota in 1998?
Wasn't it Randy's father, Bob Orton?
No. Incorrect. Oh. Stephanie?
Oh, I have no idea. This is interesting. I didn't know there was like a wrestler that was the governor there.
Yeah.
There's quite a few wrestlers that are governors.
Yeah.
Really?
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Oh, I feel like I know that name.
Yeah, he's real big in that like government conspiracies and stuff now.
Oh, really? Interesting.
All right. So that completes the Minnesota category. There's still a couple questions in Big Bang Theory, a few questions left in George Clooney. and we still have Game of Thrones. All right, Min, you're still in control.
Let's do Big Bang Theory.
All right, for 800. All right.
What did Bernadette's father do for a living?
Wasn't he like an orthodontist or something?
He was not.
Okay.
Steph?
I don't know. Like a lawyer? I don't know.
No, he was a cop. All right, man. You have control still.
We'll do the next Big Bang Theory.
All right. What is the name of Sheldon's mother?
The Ring.
Incorrect. Steph?
I don't know. I think it starts with an L, but I don't know. All right, I've passed.
It starts with an M. Mary.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have got that.
All right, man, you still have control.
Okay. We'll go back to Corny.
Okay. Here you are.
All right, you want to do the 600-point question? Hey, what medical condition did Clooney have in middle school?
I want to say dyslexia.
Incorrect. Stephanie?
Cancer?
Incorrect. It was actually Bell's palsy. All right, man.
Next one.
All right, on what TV sitcom did Clooney play the role of Booker Brooks?
I do not know.
All right, Stephanie?
I don't know either.
All right, it was actually Roseanne. It was in the earlier seasons. Yeah, it was like season 2, season 3.
Oh, wow.
All right, man.
Okay. Next one.
All right, and what movie does Clooney play a financial TV show host?
What Woman Want?
In what movie does Clooney play a financial TV show host?
No idea.
Stephanie?
Yeah, I actually know one, I think. Money Monster.
That is correct for 1,000 points.
Okay, that's what I thought. I saw that movie. It's pretty good. I finally got one. and then I don't... So the other categories, let me think. We still have some... Oh, I guess I don't know anything about Game of Thrones, but I guess let's start in that one. So we'll do the first one in that category.
All right. Yeah, I know that this is going to be a difficult category for both of you. All right, but for 200 points.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen any.
You're not missing much. What was the name of the prostitute Tyrion Lannister was involved
in? I have no idea. I just skipped it.
All right. Min?
Nope.
All right, her name was actually Shay.
I guess let's keep moving in this category. If we'll see.
All right, what Stark child did Jaime Lannister push off a ledge in episode 1?
Oh, my God, I have no idea.
All right, Min?
Nope.
All right, it was actually Bronn Stark.
They all have weird names. All right, let's do, I guess, the next one.
All right. Who was Joffrey marrying when he was poisoned?
Joffrey. I feel like I know the name Joffrey, but I have to skip that one or pass it.
I know she was like the princess or something, but I can't remember her name.
All right, it was actually Marjorie.
Okay.
All right. Steph?
Let's do, there's one more, or?
Two.
Oh, two more? Okay, let's do the last two.
Okay.
All right. How many seasons of Game of Thrones were there?
Oh, I don't know. 13. I'm sorry, wrong.
Incorrect. Min?
Yeah.
8.
All right. You got one for 800.
We'll do the last Game of Thrones one.
All right. Who killed Lord Baelish?
Prince Joffrey?
Incorrect. Stephanie?
I have no idea. Pass.
All right. It was actually Arya Stark. Okay. So that is the end of round two. I know that the questions got harder, and I apologize. It was it. These were categories that people randomly picked. So I knew you guys were in trouble when I first saw what the categories were.
Yeah, I didn't know like any of them, but that's okay.
All right. So your scores at the end of round two are Mindy, you're in the lead with 6,000 points. Stephanie, you're not that far behind, you have 4,000 points.
Okay.
It is still anybody's game. Because the other day, or the episode we did on Sunday, somebody was leading by 3,000 points, but they screwed up Final Jeopardy. And the person behind them
Okay, Final Jeopardy, so, you can, like, wager your money. So, I guess.
Yeah.
I can do it.
All right. So, now, I actually took it easy on you guys a little bit, and your Final Jeopardy, all the Final Jeopardy questions, there you can pick from three of them, either question A, question B, or question C, and they all have the theme of the South Park movie, bigger, longer, and uncut.
Okay.
Now, Stephanie, you're behind. So therefore, how many points do you want to wager?
A lot, just because, you know, why not?
I need another step.
How many points do I have again?
You can wager up to 4,000 points, because that's how many you have.
Honestly, let's just do them all, 4,000.
All right, Stephanie, do you want question A, B, or C?
Ooh, okay. How about question C?
All right. What is the name of Terrence? What is the name of Terrence and Phillip's movie?
Ashes of Fire.
That is correct for 4,000 points.
6,000 points for me.
All right. A or B, man?
And we'll do question number B. Not number, letter.
Okay. All right. Who led the charge in the war against Canada?
Cartman's mother. No. Sorry. Not Cartman's mother. Kyle's mother, Mrs. Zabrowski. I said it wrong.
Yeah. I mean, it was Kyle's mom.
I know it was, because I didn't mean to say the other one.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you corrected yourself, but unfortunately, I have to take your first answer. Yeah, I mean, yes, the correct answer is Sheila Broflowski, but unfortunately...
Just because I accidentally said the wrong name. It's fine. It was fun, Stephanie. It was... Nice to meet you over the phone, and have fun in your next round.
Oh, thanks.
Mindy, just so you know, you're gonna be invited
back for a second chance.
Wait, but how much am I? I'm only ahead. How much? Like a thousand? No.
No, she got. She lost all her points.
Oh, because she wagered. Oh, yeah, she wagered. Oh, yeah, I wagered all mine, too. Okay, that makes sense now. Okay.
Yeah. But Min, you are more than likely going to be invited back for, because we are going to do, like, a second chance type thing.
Okay.
So, because people are kind of dropping out left and right, or not necessarily left and right, but just to give everybody, like, a fair shake. And plus, you did have the right answer here, and you are my sister, so I will give you...
That has to count for something, Doug.
Yeah.
She's your sister.
So I'll get in touch with you for when we can get you back on and give you a second chance.
Okay.
Kind of like a loser. Kind of like a loser. Steph, I was talking to my sister.
It's Federal K.
Oh, I thought that was Stephanie talking.
No, yeah, I think that was her.
All right. So Stephanie wins with a score of 8,000 points. She has something to brag about at work tomorrow.
Oh, that's nice. That's always nice.
Yeah.
Good job, Steph.
Yay.
Good job, Mindy.
All right.
You did both did great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. We didn't know like any of the categories either.
I'll make sure that there's more categories that you guys know in the next round.
Okay. That might help a little.
Yeah. But
I'll
talk to you later about when we could possibly get you in, because I think we're going to have Sky and Kevin Swift on for another shot too. Because they're the ones I screwed up Final Jeopardy on.
Okay.
But I'll let you know.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. But congratulations, right. Stephanie. You moved on. I know you're probably shocked.
I am. I'm really I'm surprised. But yay.
Eric and I had all the faith in the world in you.
Aw, thanks.
Of course.
Yeah.
Eric.
So, all right, that's going to do it for this one, although we still have so I guess we're going to take a little bit of an intermission before the next one starts.
Yeah, I'll play some music.
All right. But, all right, Mindy, thank you. I'll see you whenever you come over to do your laundry.
All right, sounds good.
All right.
And Stephanie, bye, Steph.
I'll see you at work tomorrow, and then I'll let you know when round two is going to start.
Okay, sounds good.
Steph, I'll see you Thursday.
All right, I'll see you Thursday.
All right, congratulations, Steph.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Doug, check your messages.
I did.
Happy Gilmore, nipping at his heels and trailing by only one stroke. Shooter from the sand, playing like he really wants that jacket. Happy Gilmore answers right back with a birdie.
Now, this is match number 7 of the Unscripted Jeopardy tournament, round 1. We have 4 guys playing this time because, apparently because I didn't ask anybody if they wanted to do the episode at 6 o'clock, which, anyway.
Ribs.
Blame on that.
All right. So now, here's basically the rules real quick. 2 rounds. First, each round will have 5 categories. 5 questions in each category. All right. There's going to be a final Jeopardy. Each one of you will pick your own final Jeopardy question. You'll wager your points. You know, yada, yada. All right. The 5 categories in round 1 are sub 41.
Long time to work here every single day, let alone being a player and playing here. One of the receivers in baseball.
All right. Your 5 categories are sub 41, Super Mario Brothers, Family Guy, MASH, and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right.
Super Mario Brothers or Smash Brothers?
Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers.
All right.
Clintus and John, you guys will participate in the first coin toss, and then Baron and Ryle will have a coin toss, and then the winners of those 2 coin tosses will then go against each other, and then we'll find out who's going to start in round 1. All right. Clintus and John. Clintus,
yep.
Here, heads or tails.
Tails.
All right, it's heads. John wins that one.
Yeah.
All right, Rye, call it here, heads or tails.
Tails.
All right, it's between John and Rye. John, call it.
Heads.
All right, John, you're going first. So here's the way it's gonna work. You're gonna pick a category. You're gonna pick a point value between 100 to 500 points. I'm gonna read you the question. Only you are allowed to answer it. If you cannot answer it, then it'll move on to Rye. If Rye can't answer it, it moves on to Clintus. If Clintus can't answer it, it moves on to Baron.
and so on and so forth. And, John, you will have control of the board until you get one wrong.
Okay.
With that being said, start us off.
All right, let's go with Super Mario Brothers for 300.
All right, so for 300 points, who played Mario on the Super Mario Brothers Super Show?
Don't know his name.
All right, Rye?
Rye doesn't know either.
All right, Clintus?
I do not know.
Baron.
Yes.
All right, Captain Lou Albano.
Really?
Yeah. All right, John, you still have control.
Okay, let's try the same category for 100.
All right. Who did players have to rescue in the first Super Mario Brothers video game?
Princess Toad. No, the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Princess Toadstool.
Correct.
Okay.
All right, John, go ahead.
Let's try Pittsburgh Steelers for 100.
All right, for 100 points, who is the quarterback?
Yep.
Who is the quarterback that led the Steelers to 4 Super Bowl victories in the 1970s?
Don't know.
All right, Rye?
Yes, that would be Terry Bradshaw.
Correct, for 100. Rye, you have control of the board.
All right, let's go with Mario Brothers for 200.
All right. All right. 200 points. What is the name of the tribe of turtle-like creatures in the video game?
I don't know. Hammer Brothers.
Incorrect. Quintus?
Kumbas?
What?
Kumbas.
Incorrect. Aaron?
Tortoises?
Incorrect. John?
Koopalings.
The what?
Koopalings.
Nope, they're the Koopa Troopas.
Oh. Yeah. I was close. Damn.
All right, Rye, you still have control.
All right, let's try Family Guy for 100.
All right, what is the name of Peter's boss that died in season 3?
I don't know.
All right, Clintus?
No.
Aaron?
Mr. Weed.
Correct for 100.
Yeah. Sweet.
All right, Aaron, you have control now.
Let's go Family Guy for 300.
All right, for 300 points, what actor is the high school named after?
The high school who?
What actor is the high school named after?
Oh, James Woods?
Correct.
James Woods. All right.
Yep. All right, Baron, you have control still.
What about Family Guy for 400?
All right. Who voiced the teacher that Chris had a crush on in season 4?
Yes.
crap. I don't know.
All right. John?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Who voiced the teacher that Chris had a crush on in season 4?
I don't know.
Okay. Rye?
So you're asking for the actress?
Yeah, who voiced the teacher that Chris had a crush on in season 4?
I don't know.
All right, Kenneth.
Was it Tara Strong?
No, Drew Barrymore. All right, Baron, control rolls back over to you.
Did anybody pick Pittsburgh Steelers for 200? Not right.
All right, for 200. What Steelers running back held out for the entire 2018 season?
Leaving out Bill?
Correct for 200 points.
Yeah.
Guy's wrong.
Family Guy for 100.
All right. Well, 100 was already taken, Baron. You have the 200. You have 200 and 500.
Let's try 200.
What is the name of the little girl that Stewie liked in season 10 that was a female version of him?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Penelope.
All right, that's correct for 200.
Let's go. Might as well go Family Guy for 500.
All right. What other animated show did Family Guy do a crossover with in season 13?
Simpsons.
Correct for 500. Family Guy is completely off the board. Baron, you still have control.
What Super Mario ones are still left? 400 and 500?
Correct.
Super Mario 400.
All right. A study taken in 1990 in North America suggested that more children in the U.S. were familiar with Mario than with what other popular media character?
Luigi?
Incorrect. John?
Mickey Mouse?
Correct for 400. All right, John, control moves over to you.
Super Mario Brothers for 500.
All right, who is the villain in the Super Mario Brothers 2 video game?
Bowser?
Incorrect. Rye?
King Koopa?
Incorrect. Kenneth?
Don't know.
Baron?
Where are you?
It was actually Wart. All right. John, control flips over to you. Super Mario is Super Mario completely off the board, as is Family Guy.
Okay. Let's go Sum 41 for 100.
All right, for 100 points. What was the name of Sum 41's debut album in 2001?
I don't know.
All right, Rye.
All killer, no filler.
Correct for 100.
All right.
All right, Rye, you have to
Yeah, let's go Steelers for 300.
All right. How many Super Bowls did the Steelers win with Bill Cowher as head coach?
Two.
Incorrect. Plenis?
One.
Correct for 300 points, Plenis. Plenis, you now have control.
All right, I'll take Pittsburgh for 400.
All right, who took over for Ben Roethlisberger as the starting quarterback in week 3 of the 2019 season?
Mason Rudolph.
Correct.
Mason, yeah.
Yep, correct for 400 points.
All right, Clint, you still have control.
All right, I'll take Pittsburgh for 5.
Who did the Cardinals defeat to Who did the Steelers defeat to win their last Super Bowl?
Oh, the Cardinals.
Yeah, I know. I screwed that up. But...
Nice going.
All right, Clint, if you still have control.
All right, so I'll take, I guess, Psalm 41 for 200.
All right. All right, for 200 points, what singer was Derek Wibley married to for a little over 3 years? Derek Wibley, of course, is the lead singer of Sum 41.
I do not know, man. Oh, okay.
All right, Aaron? Aaron? All right, you don't know? All right. John?
What?
I don't know.
All right. Rye?
I think it's Avril Lavigne.
Correct for 200.
Okay. All right, I'll do the Sum 41 for 400.
For 400? All right. What member
did
of the band?
Did we do 300 yet?
We haven't done 300 yet.
Yeah, we'll do 400. That's fine.
All right. What member of the band left in 2006 and rejoined the band in 2015?
Mark Costanzo?
Incorrect. Clintus?
I do not know.
All right. Baron? All right, John.
Dave Becksh.
All right, you got it correct. 400 points, John. All right, John, you have control.
Let's clear the category.
There's still two left.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, the 300 and the 500.
Let's do 300.
What country is Sum 41 from?
Canada.
All right. You want to clear the category now?
Yeah, let's clear the category.
All right. What year did Sum 41 win the Juno Award for Group of the Year?
2007?
Incorrect. Right?
I don't know, 2008?
Incorrect. Clintus?
2005.
Incorrect. Baron?
2003.
2000 what?
2003.
Yep, it was 2003, Baron.
Yeah.
All right, Sum 41 is off the board now. All right, we still have...
MASH.
Oh, yeah, MASH is the only one left, Baron.
MASH for 100, then.
Good one.
Oh, here we go. All right. For 100 points,
we got
to
close out this series.
Yeah.
All right, Baron, for 100 points, what character was nicknamed Ferret Face by Hawkeye?
Don't know.
All right, John?
I don't know.
All right, Rye?
Can you say the nickname again?
No.
All right. Which character was nicknamed Ferret Face by Hawkeye?
I mean, I don't know. Radar?
Incorrect. Clintus?
I don't know.
All right, it was actually Frank Burns.
I don't even know who that is. All right,
Baron, you plus troll.
Frank Burns.
Bash for 200.
All right, what is Hawkeye's real full name?
Don't know.
All right, John.
Benjamin Franklin Pierce.
All right, that is correct for 200 points.
Damn.
All right, John, you have control.
300.
All right, what is the name of the psychiatrist that occasionally visits the 4077?
I don't know.
All right, Rye.
Psychiatrist? I don't know.
Yeah.
Trapper?
Nope.
That's it?
Clintus?
I do not know, man.
All right, Baron?
Don't know.
All right, Dr. Sidney Freeman, or Friedman. All right, John, you still control.
All right, let's do 400.
All right. What season did Radar leave?
Eight.
Correct.
Haha, that's what I was going to guess.
All right, John, you get the first crack at the 500-point question. What actor played the soldier that Hawkeye diagnosed with leukemia in season 9?
I don't know.
All right, Rye.
What's the question again?
What actor played the soldier that Hawkeye diagnosed with leukemia in season 9?
I don't know.
All right, Clintus?
I do not know.
Baron?
Don't know.
All right, it was actually Patrick Swayze. All right, that ends round one. Your scores at the end of round one are John and Baron tied for 1,800 points. Clintus has 1,200. Rye has 400. All right. So, round two, your categories are Fruit, Maroon 5, Adam Sandler, NFL head coaches, and game shows.
Right.
John, we'll start with you.
Okay. Let's go with fruit for 100.
All right.
Taking a minute here to flip the page because I've been bookmarking these damn things, so I didn't feel like I had to. All right, here we go. All right, well, the point value is double now, so it's 200, 400, 600, 800, and 1,000.
Okay, so for 200 then.
All right. This fruit is the favorite of apes.
Bananas.
Correct for 200. Go ahead.
Fruit for 600.
All right. This fruit is what ketchup is made of.
Tomatoes.
Correct for 600.
Bear touchdown.
Okay, fruit for 1,000.
All right. Grapes come in what two colors?
Green and red.
Incorrect. All right. Rye?
Green and purple?
Correct.
Oh, technicalities.
I guess we'll go fruit for 400.
All right. The name of this fruit is also a color.
Orange.
All right. Go ahead.
Let's go with game shows for 200.
All right, game shows 200. What is the name of the game show where 100 people are surveyed?
Family Feud.
Correct for 200 points.
All right, we'll do the same one for 400.
All right. Who was the original host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire on ABC?
Regis Philbin.
Correct.
I guess same thing for 600.
All right. What game show does Alfonso Ribeiro host on the Game Show Network?
Extraction.
Incorrect. Clintus?
That's 21.
That is correct for 600 points.
All right, I'll do NFL head coaches for 200.
All right. For 200 points, which former head coach led the Buffalo Bills to 4 straight Super Bowls?
Bill Parcells?
Incorrect. Aaron?
Don't know.
All right, John?
I have no idea.
Rye?
That would be Marv Levy.
Correct.
All right, let's finish out this fruit for 800.
All right. I think... Oh, yeah. 800. All right. This fruit is also part of the nickname for New York City.
Apple.
Correct. All right, Ryan. You still
have to go. All right. Let's go. We'll go game shows for 800.
All right, for 800 points, what year did Deal or No Deal debut? 1972? Incorrect. All right, Kenneth.
Man. I'll say year 2002, right?
Incorrect. Baron?
2001?
Incorrect. John?
2005.
That is correct for 800 points.
Well, let's make a deal.
No,
deal,
deal
or
no
deal.
All right.
What's left in the game show?
I was wondering my answer.
All right. John, we have 1,000 point one left.
Okay, let's do game shows for 1,000.
All right. Who originally hosted Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
I don't know.
All right, Rye?
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yes.
Funny guy. Jeff Foxworthy?
Correct. That is correct for 1,000 points. All right, game
nice.
Shows
right.
is finished.
Game shows is done. Fruit's done too, right?
Game shows is done. Fruit is done. We still have a few questions left for NFL head coaches, Maroon 5, and Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I'm going to go Adam Sandler for 200.
All right.
Oh, here. All right, for 200 points. In the movie Happy Gilmore, why did Happy enter the PGA Tour?
To get money for his grandmother.
Correct. All right, Ryan.
Same thing for 400. Yeah, 400. Adam Sandler.
All right, how many movies has Sandler starred in with Drew Barrymore?
Two.
Incorrect. Clintus?
Four.
Incorrect. Baron?
One.
Incorrect. John?
Five.
Incorrect. The answer is three. Wedding Singer, 51st State, and Blended.
I didn't think of Blended. All right, let's go NFL coaches for 400.
All right, 400 points. Which current head coach led his team to a victory over his brother's team in a Super Bowl?
The Baltimore Ravens. I'm going John Harbaugh.
Correct for 400.
We'll go 600 with the NFL head coaches.
All right, Matt Patricia is the current head coach of what NFL team?
Detroit Lions.
Correct. All right, you still
800 NFL head coaches. Yep, 800.
All right. What team did Adam Gase coach before becoming head coach of the New York Jets?
The Miami Dolphins.
Correct.
Let's go with NFL head coaches for 1,000.
All right. Who was the longtime Bengals head coach that got fired after the 2018 season?
All right.
3 seconds, Rye. Hello? All right. I'm here. I need an answer. Rye, I need an answer. Hello?
All
right. He dropped again. So I'm not going to. Clinton, do you know?
Yeah, Marvin Lewis.
All right, I'm going to give it to you, even though he probably knew the answer. But all right. All right, Clintus, you have control.
All right. I guess we'll do, what, Maroon 5 for 200?
All right.
All right. Oh, now you back?
I'm back.
All right. It's Clintus. Even though you probably had the answer to that last one, because I lost you, Clintus got it right. So Clintus has control now.
Okay. All right.
All right. Clintus, you said Maroon 5 for 200?
All right.
All right. Who is the lead singer of Maroon 5?
Don't know.
All right, Baron.
Adam Levine.
Yeah.
All right, that is correct for 200 points.
Is NFL head coaches all gone?
Yep.
Do Adam Sandler for 600.
Okay.
For 600 points. In the movie Pixels, what video game does Sandler's character have trouble
with? Oh, no.
All right, John?
Donkey Kong.
Correct for 600 points. All right, John, you have control.
All right, let's do Maroon 5 for 400.
All right. What was the original name of the group?
I don't know.
All right, Rye?
Of Maroon 5?
Yeah.
Something Flowers.
Okay.
Kara's Flowers?
Yep. That's correct for 400 points.
All right,
Rye, you have control.
All right. I guess we'll go Adam Sandler for 600.
All right. Or 800 is the next one.
Yeah, that works.
All right. Who plays Sandler's roommate in the movie Big Daddy?
Rob Schneider.
Incorrect. Clintus?
I do not know.
Baron?
Who played his roommate in what movie?
Plays his roommate in the movie Big Daddy.
No, no.
All right, John?
I have no idea.
All right, it's actually John Stewart. All right, Rye.
I guess let's go for 1,000, Adam Sandler.
All right, in the movie Mr. Deeds, how much money does Mr. Deeds inherit?
Oh. $200 million.
Incorrect. Clintus?
I'll say $1 billion.
Incorrect. Baron?
$10 million.
Incorrect. John?
$40 billion.
Correct.
What?
$1,000 points. All right, John. You have control now.
All right. Maroon 5, 600, I guess.
All right. 600 points. What was the name of their debut album as Maroon 5?
I don't know. I don't remember it.
All right. Rye?
5's debut album?
Yep.
I don't know. We Like Digging.
Okay. Incorrect. Quintus?
Was it The Fourth Wall? Wow.
Yeah.
Incorrect. Baron?
Was it self-titled?
No. Song's about Jane. All right. John, I believe you still have control.
Okay. We have 800 and 1,000 left, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do the 800 one.
What Super Bowl did Maroon, Maroon 5 perform at the halftime show?
I don't admit 2012.
I need the number.
2012. Oh, that was the
number.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. All right, Rye, go ahead.
All right. You need a not the year, the Super Bowl number. It was last year, so that's Super Bowl 53.
Incorrect. Kenneth?
Super Bowl 52.
Incorrect.
Yep.
Aaron?
Are you sure it was? I thought it was 53. Didn't you get it right, though?
Not the one I have.
51?
No, 45.
45?
That's the last one I did.
All right. We'll go on to the next one. Good. 4,000, we're in 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. For 1,000 points, what was the name of the Snapple flavor that the band launched September 2011.
I don't know.
All right, right.
Yes, I do. He will be loved.
All right.
And it's delicious.
I don't drink Snapple.
Snapple is delicious.
All right, that is the end of round two. Your scores at the end of round two are Rye has 7,800, John has 5,000, Baron has 2,000, Quintus has 2,800. So it's still anybody's game. So for Final Jeopardy, everybody is going to put a point where it's going to wager their point. Rye, you can wager up to 7,800. John, you can wager up to 5,000. Baron, you can wager up to 2,000. Clintus, you can wager up to 2,800. All right, here's the deal. I'm going to ask you a question. You get it wrong, you lose the points you're wagering. You get it right, you get those points. All right. Baron, you have the least amount of points. You get to go first. How many points are you wagering?
1,500.
1,500?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want question A, B, C, or D?
C.
All right. What is the name of Darkwing Duck's sidekick?
Don't know.
All right. You lose 1,500. You're down to 500 points. It was actually Launchpad McQuack. All right.
Dude, it's
Launchpad. Launchpad.
I do that,
Quintus,
too.
Quintus,
How many points are you wagering?
I want to wager 200.
All right, 200 points. You want A, B, or D?
I want A.
A?
Yes.
In the movie South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut, what did the doctors accidentally replace Kenny's heart with?
I forgot what it was. I don't know, man.
It was actually a baked potato.
Yeah.
All right. John, how many points are you going to wager?
Let's wager 801.
All right. Just so you know, if you only wager 801, Rye cannot be caught up to unless he gets his question wrong.
Yes, I know.
All right. And if he get and if you get this wrong, there's really no reason for him to wager.
I should wager more. let's
at least
you know
the
what?
Amount
let's, to let's wager everything.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you want to wager the whole thing?
Yeah, why not? Go for broke.
All right. Do you want question B or D?
Let's go with D.
D?
D as in dog, yes.
All right. In the show Goof Troop, what was the name of Max's best friend?
PJ.
Yeah.
What was that?
PJ.
All right. That is correct. You are now at 10,000 points.
All right, Rye, just so you know, he is 2,200 points ahead of you.
All right, I'll bid 2,500.
All right. Your question, sir. What former Doctor Who voices Scrooge McDuck in the DuckTales reboot?
What former Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Say it again.
All right. Which former Doctor Who voices Scrooge McDuck in the DuckTales reboot?
David Tennant?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Fucking Doctor Who.
Yeah. All right. That means Rye has a score of 10,300.
Rye moves on. Rye is going to move on to round two.
Damn.
Round two. When's that?
Right. Round two will be taking place soon. I will have Eric let you know the details of when that's going to be. John finishes in second place with 10,000 points. Clint is in third place with 2,600. Baron in last place with 500.
I thought Baron was going to win it.
Alright, so Rye wins this one. I will let you know or I will have Eric let you know when round two is going to be. There will be more Unscripted Jeopardy this Saturday. We will have matches 8 and 9. We are going to have there's actually going to be either 11 or 12 first round matches, because I am going to bring back a couple of the losing competitors back for a second chance. So we are going to have that, especially the ones that came very close to winning. If they would like to.
Does that include me?
Eric, you had your second chance.
That.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I lost on purpose.
Yeah,
you lost on purpose.
Hey, you lost a second chance on purpose or a first chance on purpose?
I think you probably meant both chances on purpose.
I had a chance to win, and then and I wagered everything.
Oh, my God.
All right. Oh, but,
So, thank you, everybody, for joining us here tonight. Rye, congratulations again. We'll keep in touch with you for when round two is going to be.
Good job, Rye.
Thank you. So, all right. And this
enjoy the
this
competition.
Friday. Eric, what's winning the poll right now for Friday's show?
Let me check. I think last I checked with Rhodes family, I think.
All right. So that's going to be coming up on Friday. And then, like I said, we have two shows on Saturday. And then after we get those out, or then we'll get those out of the way. And then we have one more regular match still to come. And then we're going to do two episodes with the contestants, this isn't American Gladiators, contestants that came close to winning but didn't. So those are going to be the who will be participating in Second Chance.
Okay, cool.
So, all right. Thank you, Rye. Thank you, Baron. Thank you, Clintus. Thank you, John. John, get back to your baby girl.
Yes.
Thank you.
I haven't received any updates, by the way, Phil.
Okay. Give her a hug from Uncle Doug and Aunt Eric.
I will.
Aunt Eric.
Yes, Aunt Eric. All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. See
later,
you, John.
Guys. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, that was Unscripted Jeopardy. Appreciate everybody for hanging out with us. Congratulations again to Stephanie and Rye. And we'll see everybody on Friday for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast and see everybody again Saturday for Unscripted Jeopardy.
Bye, Cliff.
Bye. See you, Cliff.
Are you available on Friday? Come on. Bye, Doug.
See you, Eric.
Later.
Later.